Developing meaningful service. Although spiritual warriors do not seek any material reward, many of us have not yet attained a sufficient level of selflessness to practice such altruism regularly. Some egotistical motivation is usually involved in our helping others. This is not all bad. If we help children in a daycare center, assist battered women, or feed the hungry, we are engaged in constructive action. There is nothing inherently wrong with our desire for praise. This longing for recognition is simply a step along the path of learning to offer everything to God. The problem, though, is that we cannot always count upon the outcome we want. Sometimes we may not get the credit we think we deserve, or our actions may upset others. If we base our willingness to help others on expectations of praise and recognition, we may abandon our efforts as soon as we stop receiving acknowledgement. Whenever we find that we are attached to appreciation from others, we should not give up our activities. We should continue, making every attempt within our consciousness to offer the fruits of our labor to the Lord. After all, even if no one acknowledges our contributions, God does know about them. Our job is to offer the best we can, regardless of the consequences. Remember, too, that real conscious raising is not based on how well we plan and organize activities, although these functions provide an important supportive framework. At the core of our service, beyond any structure, must be a loving concern for others. Countless people have begun humanitarian or spiritual work with good intentions, only to become so caught up in bureaucracy that they forget their original purpose. They become attached to fame and distinction, or they become jaded, treating people like cogs in a machine. Their work no longer uplifts consciousness and so loses its ultimate value. The more we help others selflessly, the more the Lord bestows blessings upon us, even if outwardly our efforts appear to be unsuccessful. Remember, as spiritual warriors, we are ultimately concerned with uplifting consciousness rather than with improving material well-being. We cannot measure the value of our work by the extent of our physical accomplishments. Instead, our success depends upon the amount of conscious raising that occurs because of our actions. It is far better to affect one person deeply than to try to touch many people in a superficial way. The changes that occur in that one individual will have a greater impact on the collective consciousness of the planet than slight alterations in the lifestyle of scores of others. Sometimes, the simplest actions can affect another person's level of consciousness, a warm embrace, a kind comment, or a loving smile. We can all make efforts to uplift others in these uncomplicated ways, no matter what our circumstances and regardless of our skill level.